It's the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. We are here for the power of effective dedication as Saturn is stationing so that we can find a way out of no way. So I'm so grateful to the mothership KPFA and the Visionary Activist Show, especially now as a gathering place, the confluencing of all allies and reciprocal blessing. And I will bring in our two splendid guests in a brief moment, but it's all worthy pertinent to the thing. So yes, as you heard just now, anybody who pledges any amount will get telling the story. You'll get sent the link. It's a gift to everyone who donates on any level, $5, $500, $5,000, whatever is wittiest to you. And so it does include telling the story, Angela Davis, Lifetime of Revolution, but also just now added a speech of the ideas of Palestine, a speech by Edward Said. Oh, all praise be to him. You know, this was recorded at the town hall in New York City, July 25th, 1982, but still, of course, pertinent, right? So, you know, for all of us out there in the world, how do we spiral out of polarity? And I like, you know, going, did you know that just as the CIA created the Taliban, so did the Mossad create Hamas? They hauled the blind sheikh out of prison and funded him, created Hamas as a foil for Arafat. And so we know enemies, you know, need each other, the addiction to having an enemy. And we remember that tyrants don't care if they're hated as long as the people don't love the earth. So loving the earth is how we compost tyranny. So many, many great contributions, but here we are to all backstage dedicated listener accomplices, amplifiers of effective dedication. It's a phrase that I coined when hearing so many exhort us to support the long, hard struggle of worthy allies. And as words are magic, always true, but truer now, and whatever we say, we get more. So that prompted me to cough briefly. It prompted me to shout out, I want to support their effective dedication. And before I bring in our effectively dedicated guests, Ron Kauk and Starhawk, speaking of effective dedication, I just spoke with Diane Wilson, and I was thinking of her in the woods telepathically saying, oh, your fast is effective no matter what, spiraled into the meme of fear, so maybe now time to end, you know, and pour that earned energy into the next liberating cultural hijinks. And by Jiminy, she was ahead of me. So when I talked to her, she said on day 37 of her fast, water only, she ended it after getting out of jail for influential street theater outside Galveston Army Corps, sitting in a black coffin in the road with a team. She said they had to work hard to get arrested. And I said, and did you organize everyone in prison? And she said, sure enough. So all the girls in prison, she said, got a kick out of me being arrested for sitting in the highway in a black coffin. So she's planning ever more effective theater, as are we all, next week in Houston, and setting up resistance camp in Houston from October to December. Donations can be made in the GoFundMe San Antonio Waterkeep's Fund for Camp. So our strategy for all up-to-no-good projects is slow them down and make too expensive. And so I asked Diane, so your cats are happy you're home and eating? And she said, yes, although it's raining 6 inches, you know, cats and dogs in Louisiana got 1 foot of rain and deadly floods. We're all in this together. So I asked Diane, what was your first meal after 37 days? And she was like, Mexican food with lots of melted cheese and a margarita. We go, that's our girl, indefatigable, no pussyfooting around. So now, here we are. We welcome denizen of Yosemite, Ron Kauk, who lives in El Portal, the doorway, which is deft because today we get to open portals between worlds to suffuse the memosphere with sane, reverent common sense. And I codged this description from his recent podcast, which was great. Ron Kauk is a legendary Yosemite climber. He recently received a Lifetime Achievement Award for his many accomplishments within and beyond climbing. We talked about life in Camp 4 in the 70s and many things. Okay, here we go. And sacred practices connecting with Mother Nature. Sacred Rock, ROK.org, is his website. Welcome, Ron.
Hello. Always good to be with you. And then I continue to promote the healing and our connection to the Mother Earth, like you were just saying, about to love our mother. you know, that brings us a lot of strength. And for Diane's fast and all the talk we had before yesterday, you know, to stay in this flow, keep in the flow here.
That's great. And we have a skosh of Starhawk that we may bless her dedicated, effective, imminent adventure on which she will file a full scouting report upon her return. But welcome, Starhawk. Starhawk? Is she there? I'm not hearing her at the moment. But we know... We know from a recent email that she had to, her truck was towed away while she was at the dentist. It's kind of like a tarot card. But Starhawk, feel free to chime in if you're here. There we go. And we will just do it. There's the website. It's 1,000 Grandmothers for Future Generations. It's 1000grandmothers.com. And I'll start reading, but Starhawk, if you come in, do that. Grandmothers supporting grandmothers to stop. Line 3, grandmothers from around U.S. are journeying to Minnesota this month to support the Anishinaabe water protectors at their camps along the route of Enbridge's proposed new Line 3 pipeline. Is that the sound of Starhawk?
Yeah. Hi. Sorry.
There
I
you
had
are.
My phone on mute and couldn't get it to unmute.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. All right. Well, I'm just. And did you get your truck out of Hawk?
I am just about to drive it out of the lot right this moment. So
that's adorable.
I will
so you're
wait and talk to you first.
That's great. So your truck was towed when you were at the dentist. As I said, that's kind of like a tarot card sort of structure things.
Yeah, but, So
I just started reading the press release, but tell us, you know, anything you want to about the 1,000 Grandmothers Project and how people can support it imaginatively and the vision of what you want to contribute.
So 1,000 Grandmothers for Future Generations is an organization of elder women who work on climate change and social and environmental justice issues. And there's a contingent of us from the Bay Area going back to Minnesota to join in support for the indigenous activists who've been camped out on the route of the new Line 3 pipeline. Enbridge, which is an energy company from Canada that has really a pretty abominable safety record. And they have an old kind of cracked, compromised Line 3, and they claim this is a replacement, but actually it's an entirely different route and an expansion, and it's a route that goes across indigenous lands, violates treaty rights, threatens pristine wild rice lakes and sensitive wetlands and the headwaters of the Mississippi River. So we're going to go there to stand in support with them. For me, I was actually born in Minnesota. My family is from Duluth. That's where, when they came from Europe fleeing anti-Semitism and persecution, they ended up in Duluth, and Duluth was good to them. So that's, for me, partly why I feel the call to come back for this particular action. You know, I remember swimming in those beautiful lakes as a kid, and just the thought of them being polluted and destroyed is really heartrending.
Right. So we are here again by the power of Diane Wilson and Ron Kauk, whom I'm delighted to introduce you to, and your own woofiness and the 1,000 Grandmothers. You know, we go, whoa, okay. There's backstage support. That's really excellent. And Ron, maybe we can bring in some of your steadying contribution too. I have some of your bon mots, you know, but I like you saying freedom is gazing at danger. Do you want to say more to Starhawk and the world about that?
Well, that's where my education took place as a youngster, you know, climbing these big rock walls of Yosemite, you know, and there's no way around not respecting the natural laws, you know, when you have gravity and you're 1,000 feet up, and the value of water, the value of food, and water and shelter, and teamwork, and so forth. So, you know, this is all back to the basics of being a human being, you know. And when I'm hearing Stark talk about the grandmothers getting together, the women getting together, mm-hmm. and the timing we're in, you know, there's so much power in evoking our memory of connection and honoring the earth, you know. So what gets me going is to continue to try to make sense. You know, I like making sense. Rock climbing, you had to use common sense to survive, you know. And we need to have common sense now to work together and promote the human being. And to me, the indigenous people represent the human being that's still here on this planet, because there's no confusion about the connection, you know. And so we've been confused and distracted. And Caroline, we were talking about, you know, we've gotten very distracted. And if we were to evoke the intelligence in our body, it's far beyond any computer and any satellites that I seen the other night flying over my head. I thought I was seeing UFOs, but I heard it was whichever one of those billionaires is putting up those satellites up there. You know, and we get so impressed by that. But what's impressive now is these grandmothers, with the spirit that they carry, the knowledge and wisdom to protect the water for everyone, for every living being, you know, to bring that into our consciousness and do this radio magic, like we say, that all the listeners out there are feeling it within themselves, the water we carry in our body. You know, and here in Yosemite, a World Heritage Site, everyone in the world comes here to look at our waterfalls, you know. But yet we're over there buying a bottle of water for $1.50, and we're not putting it together. So our job here now, and we're looking forward to it with our group of people that has a place called Wahoga Village, been given back to the native people here for tradition and, you know, ceremonies and so forth, but it's to expand the interpretation of what it means to be human and connect to nature, you know. So I'm very excited about the times we're in and to hear about what all the grandmothers are doing and bring it together in this show. Mm-hmm. You know, I got our little Art of Peace book. Would it be all right to just read this one little passage at that Art of Peace book?
Yes, I have mine here right too, and you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one says, for the fun of wisdom, the only cure for materialism is the cleansing of the six senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. If the senses are clogged, one's perception is stifled. The more it is stifled, the more contaminated the senses become. This creates disorder in the world, and that is the greatest evil of all. Polish the heart, free the six senses, and let them function without obstruction, and your entire body and soul will glow. You know, I always like that, you know, because we got to clean ourselves up now, you know, and the water needs to be clean, the air needs to be clean, but they say we got to start with ourselves. So I just wanted to put that out there, because we have so much intelligence in our being, you know, the instructions of nature are in us, and that we need to use our senses. So maybe I could pass that back to you guys, the women of the world here, where we need that sense of nurturing and love to come through, because as humans, we all need nurturing and love.
And then, yeah, no, that's all right. We feel the embrace. And to you, Starhawk, you know, it's related, right? Because Diane's 37-day water fast and now her ongoing dedication, you know, into December for sure. But it's about stopping oil export. That's the thing that wants to destroy her water, her bay. So for the grandmothers, you know, who makes the decision to cancel this? Is it Biden? Is it the Army Corps of Engineers? Is it, where does it go, Starhawk?
Well, if we are starting a campaign to write to Biden and also to write to Jill Biden as grandmother to grandmother, because he could stop this in a minute, like he did the Keystone Pipeline, credit to him. If you're in Minnesota, you probably aren't if you're listening to this, but if you happen to be, we're also asking people to write to the governor. And in general, you know, this is a time where we transition away from fossil fuel. You know, we shouldn't be transporting, it's dirty tar sands oil that they're bringing down through this pipeline. And it's time to phase that out. We need to be making that transition to renewables. And Diane is a true Shiro. She is a real example to all of us with what she has been doing for years and years, standing up to the polluters and protecting the waters. And it's time that we all stand up. And the good thing about Biden is, you know, he's influenceable.
Yep.
you know, his instincts are in the right place. So I think, you know, a concerted campaign, a lot of public pressure, we have a really good chance of getting him to stop this.
I think we're opening the portals of influence. That's right. That's what the mm-hmm. show and each one of you and KPFA, you know, is right. And I think that's part of our language craft, which is a, you know, some Facebook thing, you know, posting and going, oh, mm-hmm. Palestine. And somebody just saying, well, Biden's a Zionist, so there's no hope there. And I'm like, no. Magic's a willingness to cooperate with everything, discourage the bad, but encourage the good. Here we go. You know,
wrote him the other day about Palestine and Gaza and said, like, we've got to stop the violence in Gaza. I was in Gaza,
yeah.
You know, it's a long time ago now because I haven't been able to get back since, but I was there in 2003 after Rachel Corrie was killed and Tom Herndon was shot. I know what it's like there. And, you know, I mean, I was there with kids that were there doing their homework. Well, bullets are sighting into the walls, and that was their normal. You know, they're playing in and out of the shell holes in their houses. We're now 70 years into the occupation, and we've had generations that grow up like this. You know, I'm sorry, like, this is not about Israel's self-defense. This is about maintaining an unjust situation that has gone on for, what, three generations now? Like, are we surprised that people are, like, trying to fight back in ways that also target civilians and people in Israel who aren't directly responsible for this? You know, we're not going to stop it with guns and bombs. We're going to only stop it by bringing about actual justice.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm ranting
on. That's good.
No. You're always irresistibly eloquent and inspiring and effectively dedicated, right? And so on my Monday night Trickster Council, I put together, I was like, Wavy Gravy, the NACPA, you know, Harriet Tubman, and Amanda Gorman. And I wove it all together because Wavy Gravy was born on the date of the NACPA earlier. But the disaster, the claiming of the land, you know. And so they both, and the image for Wavy Gravy as the antidote, really playful dedication, long-term dedication. He just turned 85. God love him. Fabulous online honoring. But it's the same image as the NACPA, which is about reblooming the earth. But that's the image for both of their sons, reblooming the earth, and we go, right there. And then Harriet Tubman and Amanda Gorman, because I was listening to Amanda Gorman's recent poem, so brilliant and fabulous, going, ooh, water, pouring cool water. She's all water and fire, pouring, you know, passion and cool water on the hot conflagration. And then I go, I can feel it. I bet she's kinned with Harriet Tubman. She is. They're both multiple Pisces with many... But I could feel the connection. So we go, all right, we're calling on everybody to pour cool waters on the hot conflagration. And then back to really you both, you know, but you know, how do we write to Jill Biden and how do we write to Joe Biden and the governor of Minnesota? We have a lot of listeners in Minnesota. We do. All praise Minnesota. And it's like, you know, encouraging this way. And already, you know, you wrote to him and he changed his mind about a ceasefire, right?
I wrote to him just the other day and immediately he changed his mind. For all the line 3 stuff, you can go to our website, 1,000 Grandmothers. And for future generations, and there's all the information you need to write to everybody. For Jill Biden, you probably have to send an actual snail mail letter, but for Joe, you can write him at his website at, you know, whitehouse.gov. It's important to do that. I think that a massive amount of public pressure is quite likely to change his mind.
Yes.
Because,
well, it is,
you know,
it is now.
There's a story about Roosevelt saying, you know, talking to union leaders and saying that, you know, they wanted him to do all these things and him saying, great, now make me do it.
Right.
I think that fits with Biden as well. He's just waiting for us to make him do it.
He's the sail where the wind, right? Everybody blow together, and then effective dedication. So should we liberate you to drive your truck out that now that you've reclaimed it?
Yeah, I think they're getting worried about why I am stopped here.
Right, that's right. Okay, we'll let you.
Thanks so much,
this is
and
our.
I look forward to telling you all about it when I get back.
Yes, that's right. And we think June 3rd is maybe when you come back on the show for the full thing. But we'll work that out.
Okay, great.
Okay, bless your wonderful heart. Okay, there goes Starhawk, an embodiment of effective dedication, as are our listeners as well. And here we are, you know, Ron Kalk. And let me mention that we are in Fun Drive, and we have enthusiasm for it, because I've hosted Ron many times on this show, you know, and Starhawk as well, and it's Diane Wilson as well, and many other fantastic beings, you know, and we all brew our tonic together to be antidotes to the toxin. So that's so wonderful. So just to pitch out there to remind us all that we are in Fun Drive, you can call 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-5732, or pledge online, kpfa.org. And they're just wonderful things. But you also, anybody who pledges any amount, gets Telling the Story collection. And I'm especially eager myself to listen to The Idea of Palestine, a speech by Edward Said, effective, dedicated being. And wonderful things that you can see on the website, you know, that are so pertinent. We love, you know, again, so many people have pledged to, right, I've got it here. Well, Letters in Politics, yay, Mitch Jezerich, our colleague, U.S. History Collection, for a pledge of $25. That's so fabulous. Understanding the Israeli-Palestinian Conflict, a primer by Phyllis Bennis, The 100 Years' War on Palestine, a history of settler colonialism and resistance by Rashid Khalidi, for a pledge of $200. So all these wonderful things to be even more effectively dedicated by calling 1-800-439-5732 or online, kpfa.org. Yes, no. So Ron, we've had quite a cahoot together. But so I was taking notes from your podcast that you sent me, which is really great, as well as our long conversing yesterday and everything. But so many great things, you know, wherever we want to go, but effective dedication. But I loved what you did on the podcast, because at first I thought the interviewer was sort of like, you know, maybe a little goofy. But no, that was wrong of me, because as it went on, every sort of like rah-rah-rah question, you made it deep. There was mentoring going on, and the interviewer was up for all that. That was so great.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, like you say, with that achievement award from the American Alpine Club, it gave me an opportunity to, you know, reflect a little bit more and try to bring out the lessons learned, you know, and to cultivate the next generations is what it's all about as we go through these stages of life and so forth. But, yeah, there, you know, listen to Starhawk, and we see on the front line, they're frontliners out there, you know, and it's so powerful. That part is so important. And even made me think about a film I saw, Gaza Fights for Freedom, Abby Martin, if anybody's seen that one, you know, to bring it, our awareness to some of the things going on. But then, like we're saying, when you bring it back to yourself, you know, everything's connected, so we're all in it, you know, we're all in it, like in Gaza, in Israel, or Yemen, or, you know, many places are struggling, and that struggle is within our psyche, that conscious, that collective conscious. So we can be acting out and not even know it ourselves, you know, with each other or the conflict within. So that's why I read that thing about the cleansing of the six senses and to rejuvenate our powerful intelligence, which is in the instructions of nature, because we've, you know, we said before, we've been created. You know, that's why I love Yosemite so much, because it reflects the beauty of ourselves, you know, when we look at this beautiful world here and you see that waterfall. That's why I mentioned it to the, and we like to reference waterfalls a lot, and you might help listeners with that, some of the stories about that, but that's what I shared in that podcast, was about doing a climb next to a waterfall and being there for 20 years and then going back coming back 20 years later with my son and him doing it and me watching him and then standing out there looking at the waterfall and the big last light on the big rocks above, and that thought came into my head, I am that waterfall, you know. So yeah. All the lessons I've been learning here for so many years, it brings you closer and closer into the intimacy that you are with the earth. And that's why I'm saying, okay, we're all indigenous. Every person on this earth is indigenous because we came from the earth. We, you know, and to evoke that back into our education and memory, it brings that love that we're all looking for. And I think that we're, in a lot of ways, it's a lot of acting out because we lost that connection, you know. So I think we're just in incredible times right now to have that shift in consciousness or self-awareness that we could really get in balance, you know, because it's always about balance. So everything that's happening outside ourselves in nature, you know, is happening inside. So some say it's a reflection of what we're doing to the earth when she's talking about the pipelines, you know, because in a way of saying, it doesn't make sense what we're doing. That's why that's when the senses are clogged and stifled, it creates that disorder. So if we can wake up to our senses and take time to think about where we're at in this incredible story we're in, and put the value of ourselves back, the preciousness of life back in us, the awareness of our heartbeat, you know. When a man said in a ceremony once, we need to get back to the basics. And the way he said it in the conversation that he was having before he said that, it stuck with me very deeply. What does that mean, to get back to the basics, to that awareness of connection with the earth? We can't make jokes of this anymore. We can't label it. We can't keep creating separation, because what is happening in Palestine is happening to all of us. But we should know that. So that's what's exciting about saying, when we get ourselves clear and connected, then there's a certain kind of energy that starts to come through us, and we become part of an immune system, like a cell in our body that helps heal us. That's the kind of cell we want to be as a human being, to look at ourselves as part of an immune system for the earth, you know, for all this trouble and violence. And we need to make ourselves in such a way that it promotes inner peace and outer peace, inner strength and outer strength, good thoughts, you know. And that's a very powerful thing to have. But like, say, we get tricked a little bit because, you know, they want us to buy, not they, we want to buy into things that aren't necessarily real.
Oh,
well, that's what nice catch. Rock climbing is, sorry?
No, never mind me. Keep going. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying my lessons with rock climbing really helped me face reality, because you're literally on a face of rock. And I always mention El Capitan because it's such an iconic thing for a rock climber to climb that mountain. But it's in your face, literally and figuratively speaking, to be dealing with reality. You know, so that's right. Helped me want to face challenges. So I'm all in, man. I mean, the way it is right now, I'm all in to do my best to say, like you said, facing it and the beauty of it and the challenge of it. And that's what we're here for, you know. And so when they say we're the people we've been waiting for, that's a good statement, because it's within us to promote the healing, but starting with ourselves. So we want to keep helping ourselves connect to that and see that on every level of our opportunity to contribute, it's important. Just a gesture of kindness will change the world. Like the butterfly wing, right? That little butterfly wing, they say, you know, changes the weather. Something like
that. Yeah. No, that's all. It's all really great. And we can do Art of Peace poker, really. Wonderful little book. Morhei Ueshiba, I see your Art of Peace and raise you one. One of my favorites is, he says, do not gaze at your enemy's eyes that might hypnotize you. Do not stare at his weapon. It might terrify you. Create your own magnetic field, and then you can stand anywhere you want, right? So it's all spiraling out of polarity, because polarity feeds the dementors, you know, this addiction to having an enemy, rah, 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 and it only feeds tyranny, right? So that's, and then just, there's a million places to go that we will in our 10 minutes here, but this is great. So, you know, you said, you know, your daily practice is barefoot standing, right? Some of these things are really simple, grounded. Mm-hmm. You know, if you would want to just guide us into we the kingdom of heaven is at foot, right? So, so just, you know, barefoot standing is what? What do you do in the morning?
I personally walk out there in my backyard, and it depends on the time of year. Sometimes up by a river in Tuolumne, where we've talked before, but I'll go out there and in my own way. And it's important to understand you can do this in your own way, and you can believe in yourself how you feel. So, I use water for an offering to all the directions, and a little dab where my feet are, and then I just stand in a direction towards the east, You know, I put my hands out, and I just feel. I just feel, and I don't try necessarily too hard to think about something or not think about something. I just let that feeling come in, and I like to observe, you know, and the little birds will come around and all this. So it's my own thing to see where my thoughts go, see how my feeling goes. And in that feeling that you're creating, you're getting to know yourself better. And then it's a beautiful thing to want to do that with yourself, get to know yourself better. And then when we study different cultures, like the Indian people talking about chakras, you will start to recognize these chakras in you, because there's so much incredible knowledge and wisdom here on our earth to draw from. And then we can incorporate it into our own practices or our own considerations, and don't doubt ourselves so much, you know, and get the language of the land back in you, because to be able to commune is a very important aspect of being human, and especially with the natural world, which we are. The natural world is very sincere. It does not lie or trick you. When you're looking at a tree and the beauty of a tree, it's there for you. It helps you breathe, you know. And that's what we want to connect to, because the story we are in is so incredibly beautiful that it puts the value and richness of ourselves back into perspective of what value and richness really is. Just the being you. You know, the ability to see and hear and touch and taste and smell, like to put that, even with that, on that podcast, they were asking me, what do you think the future of the rock climbing could be? I was saying, well, maybe we can get our story straight, you know, to realize all the benefits that rock climbing can be, to make a connection, to learn, to advance ourselves, not just in any kind of competitive way. That's okay, too, but to broaden its contribution to society. That's why I like the Keto Master, because that was what he was bringing into the world, was a contribution to society to promote peace. And everything we do now could be in that direction, no matter what you're doing. So that's barefoot. Right. Barefoot for me is something, and if people are interested, there's a film called, a documentary called Grounded, which a guy went into a whole fun story about how he came upon it, and then he went around to research it with scientists, and there's energy from the earth. And our feet have all the nerve endings, which a lot of us know, and that's meant to connect to the earth to have that charge of energy. So it's free doctoring. So if you want, I say I'm going to go see the doctor, and I just walk outside and stand barefoot.
That's great. That's great. And then syncretism is a sacrament. You know, our daily practices tap us into goodness, you know, so even simple like that. And I love the New Orleans ceremony for the dead. Every now and then when dear people have died, I remember to do this in the morning. Before you've had a sip of your morning beverage, you step outside and you make a little circle in the air and across, and you a little bit toss the cup through it, boom, and then you pour a libation and you say, for the beloved dead, and you mention whoever's in your heart, pour a libation, and then you go, for those whose names are not mentioned or forgotten, you pour a little libation, for those whose names are lost in the mists of time, little libation, for all those whose bones lie beneath and upon this earth, you pour a little libation, we, the living, salute you. And it's good. It's a good
offering.
Offerings, you know, and you speak about, you're training your psyche, you know, and as you say with the, you know, what are you going to hold on to when your grip loosens, what are you going to hold on to? Is that part
right.
of what you said?
I was kind of talking to the younger guys. I'm saying, you know, I'm here to tell you, your grip will loosen, because I used to be able to hang on my first digit for like 20 seconds with one hand, you know, on a little thin edge, and now my grip just is loosening, or let go practically, and then you can hang on to what. So it's fun to put that out there, because we're in a society in a lot of ways that target markets youth to sell things. And like Corbin Harney had said, the world's upside down, the young people are running it. But, you know, one thing I wanted to share is that, you know, sometimes we get overwhelmed because there's so much information and so much, intense news and so forth. But I was talking to a brother the other day, younger guy, and we always have great conversations, you know, just on random kind of crossing tracks. And I said to him, you know, the best contribution you can make to this world is to be okay with yourself. He's such a respectful young man. And he said, thank you. I really needed to hear that. and I love
good.
That, you know, when we can just share things, because that's so true. Because when you're okay with that yourself, that means you're respecting your creator in some ways. I don't know if that's the way to say it, but you're respecting the fact that you have a life, and you're keeping your priorities and values intact. And it's not to say you might not feel bad or good, but somehow Well, that's why we have to support each other. That's why ceremonies are very important and things like that that we need to get back to so we can strengthen the spirit of the people. You know, that's what they say about that ceremony. That's why I'd love to go in there to evoke our spirit. And we might think, well, what does that mean? To me, it's all about connection. Because we're really literally made up of the earth. And if we keep that in our mind up front, to have that foundation, when our elder was saying, get back to the basics, I think it means to have a foundation solid enough that we can have coping skills with life. You know, like the trees, they got deeper roots. The stronger they can handle the elements that come at them, you know. So that's where we're at now. I think we're in an incredible opportunity. This is a big-time opportunity right now to love yourself, to appreciate, respect yourself, and know just in doing that, you are contributing to the paradigm shift in consciousness. That's how powerful we are, because they copied our minds with the emails, you know, all the electronics, the computer and all that. Oh, you can send an email all the way over to where? Well, your thought can travel too. These are proven things in science, you know. But we have to remember it, because I think we devalued ourselves and we put too much value in that iPhone 11. You know, it's nice and does a lot of stuff, but it's not even close.
Right. Well, I love how we don't need astrology. We're all speaking it, and you're speaking it too. Right now, as we speak, Saturn, our dedication, we want to insource it, right? And that's a lot of your practice and how you mentor youth. You know, you say the future rock climbing, think for yourself, because when you're climbing the rock, respect gravity and know your ability. Those are really important things. But so Saturn is stationing now. It will deepen or appear to move backwards on May 23rd early in the morning. But so any pledge, all right, I'm going to bring us back to here, any pledge, any dedication for self, for world is always a good idea, but especially effective. You know, it's putting down deep roots, you know. And I just want to remind our team that you can call 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. Many enticements, many things to proffer. Everybody gets, you know, the free storytelling gift for everyone who donates at any level. It's the telling the story, and I'm particularly magnetized by Edward Said's the idea of Palestine speech. So for any amount that you pledge, you get all of access to all of that. And then if you go to the website, there's many fantastic things that Chris Welsh and I will be bringing up even more. Yes, Anonymous and Kotati just pledged for Letters in Politics. Mitch Jezevich's fantastic history collection download, and we go on. She says, I love your show, Mitch. That's great. It was almost Mitch's show, but we'll take it. We'll take it, Kotati. And Anonymous from Petaluma pledged one-time pledge of a bazillion dollars. There we go. But we're waiting for more of you to join in. Again, 1-800-439-5732 with many enticements. But really, you know, at the moment here, you know, we're pledging for KPFA to keep this gathering place of effective teammates and accomplices, you know, alive, so we can convene and do things off the air. You know, as Ron says, you know, it's thoughts and thinks are a thing. But so Saturn stationing, and you say to have a practice, you know, to have a practice is really, you know, and you delineate your long, long, dedicated discipline, right?
I mean, that's so great. And KPFA is so important. It's giving us this talking circle that how far it extends out there, we wonder. But to have this opportunity, I know I'm incredibly thankful, and I'm an avid KPFA listener, and I hope people will support it, because I don't know where my voice would come out on the radio necessarily, and I've been so thankful to join you many times and think about the difference we can make and collectively, because I think there's so many of us that do relate to talking from the heart, to care about the earth, to promote healing, to support each other, and that we know even with our voice, it travels with energy to that other person that's driving down in the Bay Area right now, or who knows where, but we feel that kinship in that when we say all my relations, we're all related, you know. So that's what KPFA offers, and it's not that easy to find out there in mainstream media.
Right. Well, this is, you know, always the guiding of nature. We aspire, you know, slowing way down to speed up, as somebody taught me so long ago. You know, the more we slow water down with berms and such when we run it through a field, the faster it infiltrates. And that's really what you're talking about, too, when you're really right up against the rock ledge, you know, slowing down, right? And isn't that one of the things you've been contributing to and mentoring youth, you know, at transforming rock climbing from a kind of competitive macho thing into a deep connecting thing that requires slowing down?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the cycles that we go through. Like I was saying, I'm like a beginner again. And it's so great to, like, when you first start out, you're, you know, it's humbling and you're learning about it all. And then you kind of pick up your pace and you start flying along with your physical prime and all that. And then when you get back around, you slow down again to speed up that deeper connection. And that's such a beautiful thought, how that even the nature works that way through the seasons, you know, where spring is so beautiful. Like my one friend said, nature puts on its best suit in spring, and the waterfall and the blooming. Then it goes through summer, you know, and it comes into autumn. When you see this in Yosemite, autumn is this reflective time, literally in the river, that slows so far down. You see the rocks reflect, you know, in the water, and you can see your own reflection, you know. And that's where I'm at right now, is in a big reflection time that I can just really take the time to. And this is how it has to work. You need to get pretty far behind past something, to look back at it and think, oh yeah, I remember what I was feeling then. And then to put it into some kind of, like we say, we're searching for the wisdom to help the next generation be a little better off. And then that had to happen when you slowed down and your grip loosened on one aspect of your experience, then it opened up another, you know. So the way I move around now is just so in awe of everything, and to glance up at the cliff and see, yeah, I was there. I remember being there. So it's a beautiful story we're in, and it all does connect to tradition and culture, which is a human thing on this planet that has showed this successful way of life that keeps us in a clan, a tribe, a community, and the richness of our education to pass on, you know. I'm so excited about the humanness now, that our ability now maybe to contribute to Yosemite more with the tribe here, and this new village is being built for the with a roundhouse and got their sweat lodges and people coming there to help work together, and then have more influence on the park here for the visitors, you know, to have that native voice come through and represent the opportunity to connect even more. Like, why come to Yosemite? To respect nature, to respect yourself, you know, and all that. And I think that after all that we've been going through, you know, we need that kind of inner strength now to calm down, you know, and mainly to feel good, and then feel good about each other and help each other. That's all about survival. Right. One of our guys was saying, you know, even though we have stores and jet planes and all this, but it still comes back to survival. How do we help each other?
Right. And also one of the Saturn things that you said is, because if you truly know what you want to do, it's going to happen. Right. Uh-huh. So that's the power of dedication and long-term dedication, and you said encouragement, that we're all in the right place at the right time, and we go, ah, right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's sort of the medicine, the tonic you're recommending. It's, I think of alert reverie, because it's like, if you're too alert, it's like, oh my God, you know, it's like, yeah, driving on the freeway or the world conditions, like, oh, but if you're too spaced out, that's not, it's just, right, the alert reverie is part of your climbing, daunting things skill set, I would imagine, yes?
Yes, and we're all playing a role in this. What Starhawk's talking about, their movement, however many people out there are doing that, And we keep our energy going towards them. And Diane, the fasting, we keep our energy, and she's good now, like I say. But this is how we work up here, too. And if people are fasting or whatever they're doing, all the people are supporting them to do that. So there's a powerful exchange and connection there. If we can understand that, because sometimes we might think, well, I don't have anything to do with, you know, I'm not going to call Biden. But that's important, too, write your letters and all that. But even keeping those good thoughts and your own practices to commune with the natural world, It changes the energy, you know. That's why ceremonies are about that. They work with the energy for the healing, you know. And that's just another level that we want to open to. When we talk about those portals into, you're saying, into other worlds,
yes,
if you will. We're a part of those unseen world. The unseen world is very powerful. You know, that spirit, however you want to look at that energy, that spirit will work together with you. You had stories about people talking about the oil to go away or whatever it was, the the water, you know, work with these things. This was kind of an understanding people had, always had here, I think, living, to work with that spirit of the nature, you know, the spirit of the wind, the fire, that, you know, that.
Well, yeah, no, I was just gonna bring in our buddy David Grimes, friend of show. Hi there. When he was in Israel, he couldn't quite get settled, and then he began to track the source of the Jordan River, and he climbed over barbed wire and past soldier checkpoints and everything, and he found the source of the Jordan River begins in a cave sacred to Pan. And we track everything back. And my friend Deborah Felma, friend of show, reporter from Syria, said, oh, well, that's in the Golan Heights. Remember, I pointed out the Golan Heights. And I'm like, oh, that's why it's a point of contention, because it's water. Not only water, but it's the source of the Jordan River. You know, there's a whole show to be done on that. You know, but tracking everything back to its original thing, and that, again, spiraling out of polarity, go back to the source. What
there
you
it
do
is.
With your waterfall, go back to the source of the Jordan River in a cave sacred to Pan, to nature, all the way back there. Yeah.
That's so good. In ourselves, track yourself back, you know? And this is why you're saying that. If we understand that barefoot standing, and we start to commune with this Mother Earth, with that energy, we have to understand it's real. It's a real thing. It's reality. And we've drifted kind of a long ways away from reality due to our technology and our way of life. And we're not saying it's good or bad or whatever, but it kind of desensitized us, you know. And so we want to get our senses back. And the nature talks with a language that makes sense to our body, to our being. That's the language we need to be able to communicate with, you know. And it makes a difference when you connect with a tree, the rock, and you care. You know, to human beings, we're here to be caretakers. We have to care. I joke about that, but when we popped out of our mom's womb, you hope someone's going to care for you, because you'll die if no one cares about you when you're born. So it kind of sets the stage to say we're here to care for each other, you know. So this idea of caring is very important, and being aware of what gives us life, like you said, the source. So that's why I'm excited about our nonprofit, is to keep cultivating the interpretation of education, to bring back the memory of our connection, and to be able to commune with nature. So when our guys come up from prison, or whatever you call it, juvenile hall, we have a pack and some food, and we just go walking, and we enjoy ourselves just by being in nature. Now, why is that? And they love that river. Oh, good. Can we go in there? Yeah. Like, there's this freedom in there. There's this nurturing. So when we can...
Oh.
You know? Go ahead, sir.
Oh, sorry. No, that's right. Is Chris there by any chance? Or is, I'm not. But because while I'm waiting for Chris Welsh to join us to co-pitch, help me, Ron. We've got to do dedicated pitching. We've been having too much fun, and now we're going to have a different kind of fun. That's right. So the sun is in Gemini right now before our show. Communication, connect and coordinate through information flow. That's what we're pledging to here. We're all in this giant conversing. And who would be there to greet the sun but Jupiter at zero Pisces? Conversing with water, dream, reverie. So, yes, so we want to exhort humans to contribute our team to KPFA, 1-800-439-5732, or kpfa.org online would be super splendid. Thank you, Michael and Sausalito. Yes, many blessings, and thank you too. So we want to stir the cauldron. That's right. Now it's really, we want to open
the
portals. Oh, hello, darling.
Good.
Here's Ron. And here's Ron, here's wonderful Chris Welsh. We've been pitching together for eons, and so let's all do this here. We've been having a splendid time, but now we want to magnetize. Feel free, Chris, to... Yeah, what did you say, Ron?
Get the currency flowing to support KPFA.
Yes.
Currency, excellent.
Currency, water flow to replenish, that we can be agents of replenishing. Absolutely. So yes, and you've been doing great, Chris. I noticed your show raised quite a lot.
Oh well, I greatly benefit from my dear friend Mitch Jezerich, who's on just before me, and who sends all kinds of people rushing to the phone just a little too late to go to his show. So.
We'll take that too.
Amen. Right. That's what I
That's
said.
Right. Anything
Thank you.
You think you're pledging right to another show, we'll
exactly.
take it here. 1-800.
And we're all pledging to the same show. I mean, let's be frank about that. It's all about KPFA, and KPFA does not survive on one show alone. Although there are those who only listen to Caroline, I'm sure. But it's the whole thing has to be there for it all to be there. If you know what I mean, Caroline wouldn't be able to be here if Mitch wasn't here, and if all that stuff.
We're
a community. We're in it together.
We're accomplices. Yeah. Accomplices.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So I do love that for a pledge of $25, you can get Mitch Jezerich curates a collection of his in-depth interviews on U.S. history. Fabulous. Fabulous. I would do that right now.
Well, what I history. Really like is no matter what you contribute, everybody gets the telling the story gift, and they've just added two beautiful things to it. They're incredibly beautiful things to begin with, which was Angela Davis's telling the story of her life in activism, and plus Al Young, the late great poet laureate of California who died last month, a two-part interview with him, and that was good enough already, telling the story. But then they've added, as of the last 2 days, a speech by Edward Said, The Idea of Palestine, couldn't be more pertinent. And then also a DVD interviewing Paul Mooney and Dick Gregory. I can't stand it. Those three guys in one interview ought to be just killer. So that's all. Anybody who donates anything, $10, $25, whatever, 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-KPFA, and online, kpfa.org. Yeehaw.
Yeah, and Ron, grateful for your exhortation too, because we're this is radio that broadcasts water and earth and cliff and anything, you know, and indigenuity. Again, wonderful Curtis Catawba coined that phrase. Right. So any kind of woofy exhortation you want to do right now, and we'll add the phone numbers. Woof woof.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly right. It's supporting everything that needs to be done in a good way. We're here to promote the helping, healing, mending of the world. You know, our mind, our body, our spirit. The whole thing about being human and working together is all about the words that flow out of Caroline's show and throughout KPFA. I mean, it just has to be. This is what keeps us together. This is what keeps the future coming in the best way we can see the light. You know.
No, and I love that Starhawk joined us from the her truck was confiscated while she was at the dentist, and I go, that's like a bad tarot card. And then so she said, but she still called in to pledge, you know, for the grandmothers and for our show, you know, and you know everybody, and you just fresh from picking up your grandchild or somebody.
Yes, actually dropping him off, which is much more better. But at this point,
that's right, dropping off. No, the mundane.
Have a lovely time.
The mundane is the magical, right? So
yes.
we're here for Against All Odds. We're here to compost addiction to having an enemy. We're here. Mm-hmm. There's many wonderful things that you can have as a thank you gift. And yes, absolutely, everybody has the talk by Edward Said. May he be praised forever.
Amen.
And more at the telling the story. Just pledging anything by calling 1-800-439-5732. Or online, kpfa.org. Any amount, $5 or $50,000, any, take your pick. You will get access, you will be sent the link to a plethora of wealthy things whereby to be an ever more effective communicator. There we go. You know, to
Excellent.
Invite people to the same reverent story. Absolutely. 1-800-439-5732. Apparently, we're being a little too fascinating. Come on, team. Let's leave room.
Oh, how is it possible?
I don't know. Come on, team. I'm looking. I have figured out the secure report pledges thing, and I can see you. But we would like a plethora. We're opening the portals. That's one of the things Ron and I talked about. He lives in El Portal. But today, there's two quintiles between Jupiter and Uranus, opening portals between worlds and irresistible eloquence on behalf of what we love. Anybody who wants that, raise your hand. And raise your hand and call 1-800-439-5732 for the intangible, powerful gift of irresistible eloquence on behalf of what you love. There you go, kpfa.org. That would be a wonderful thing.
Indeed.
So there. and pouring water on the
I presume Star told you where she's on her way to very shortly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's an example of activism and eloquence in action, is people doing things on purpose to try to make things better. The folks going to Minnesota to try to protest, to protest this Line 3 that Enbridge Oil is trying to put in there through
well,
sacred
even better
lines.
Than pro- even better than mm-hmm. protesting, they're ovifying.
Amen. Ah, excellent.
Because testify comes from testes. So you know, it's got its place, but ovifying is what those grandmothers are going to be doing. So pledge to KPFA if you're up for ovifying, regardless of your extremely temporary age, race, and gender assignment. Ovifying. 1-800-439-5732. Look, there's somebody, a powerful dedication from Moss Beach. Bless your heart. Thank you very much. The waters, the confluence, the waters of life. That's right. And you and Ron gets to stand, well, we all get to stand barefoot out there. That's it. There we go. Yeah. And then to gaze at the waterfall, right, to gather our force from what we love to be ever more effective players on the team of creation. There we go.
Yes. So,
your Starhawk's voice come through KPFA today on your show, Caroline, and to be able to support that, you know, that's just, how great is that? It's just so good, you know, to support them going on, you know, to that pipeline deal and that you heard it here. Where else would
Amen.
You hear that today, you know?
Amen. Exactly. Very good point. Really
yes, possibly on Chris's show, but anyway, but we're in cahoots.
KPFA.
Yeah, KPFA. It's KPFA. That's great. We love that. And on behalf of all those who cannot call in, who are listeners, we have listeners who are homeless that mm-hmm. I often cahoot with. We have listeners who are incarcerated, may they be free, but they can't. Mm. And I'm told also many people say that their dog loves this show. So call for your dog, right? Absolutely. But also call for our teammates, our beloved teammates who are temporarily in circumstances where they cannot call.
Mm.
They're in prison or they're homeless. But I do love a friend of mine working with the homeless in San Francisco said they love your show because they speak in metaphors too. I'm like, that's adorable. So, all right, we're in our last.
Yeah. Is there time to read something for KPFA from The Art of Peace?
Briefly, yeah, a short thing.
Okay.
Yep.
Contemplate the workings of this world. Listen to the words of the wise, and take all that is good as your own. With this as your base, open your own door to truth. Do not overlook the truth that is right before you. Study how water flows in a valley stream, smoothly and freely between the rocks. Also learn from holy books and wise people everything. Even mountains, rivers, plants, and trees should be your teacher.
Mm.
Yes.
Indeed.
And if you like that, call 1-800-439-5732. We're looking a little scanty, but somebody says the kinds of guests like Ron Kark are what make the Vision Activist show my favorite on KPFA. Oh, well, bless your heart. Well, if you want to hear more from Ron, call 1-800-439-5732 or Diane Wilson or Starhawk.
Yes.
Or we have Astra Taylor next week, a fantastic show, and Starhawk reporting back from the grandmothers the week after that. So that's wonderful. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Michael. Oh, good. There's people coming in. That's good. Thank you. Good. It's not humiliating. All right, there we go. It's Michael from Walnut Creek getting in.
Yeah.
Love your show so much. Thank you very much. It's Anonymous from San Anselmo.
Beloved
Caroline,
climbers.
Thank you. All right, yes, come on, team. We're skidding in. We're on our way out. Okay, and ways to help Diane, coyotenetworknews.com. And thank you so much, Kirsten Thomas. And thank you so much, Chris Welch. And thank you so much, Ron Kalkin. We are in cahoots in perpetuity. Yay, thank you, team.
Keep your feet on the earth.